And a news update. This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
This week in Ahitereiria, Australia, Zoe updated us on a Victoria cafe owner suing the state government over the legitimacy of Melbourne's curfew and Australia's first private rocket launch failed to take off in South Australia. But first, a campaign was launched to get the federal government to buy out the license for the Aboriginal flag design. As it turns out, it's owned by a business. Here's Zoe for more details.
For a little bit of background, the Free the Flag campaign is birthed out of the situation with Wham Clothing, who are a non-Indigenous company. They were granted the exclusive use of the original flag to put on clothing, physical and digital media, by the designer and copyright holder, Harold Thompson, who is an Aboriginal artist and activist, and he designed the flag in 1971, and this was a symbol of the Aboriginal land rights movement and is the Aboriginal flag that we all know today. And the company has, since 2018, having the copyright to the flag, has sent numerous infringement notices to organisations like the AFL and NRL, so football and rugby, as well as a lot of non-for-profit Aboriginal organisations for the use of the Aboriginal flag on their clothing or on their media or a plethora of reasons. So Wham Clothing is part-owned by a gentleman called Ben Wooster, whose previous company, Breeby Arts, were fined $2.3 million by the federal court in 2016 or 2017 after it was found that they had been, in fact, selling fake Aboriginal art. So this Wham Clothing has this really tumultuous history with selling fake Aboriginal art. Again, I want to reify that they are a non-Indigenous company. And they've also been sending infringement notices to non-for-profit Aboriginal organisations for the use of the Aboriginal flag on their clothing and the like. So this whole Free the Flag campaign and rhetoric is all based on that, obviously. And the update this week has been that the federal government is now in talks to buy out the licences for the Aboriginal flag design. There was a Senate hearing and people like Ben Wooster and other co-owners of Wham Clothing were questioned. It's all a little bit unsure what's going to happen. You know, they've said statements like they want the best to happen for all parties and don't want to put any... they want everyone to be happy, essentially. But it'll be interesting to see what happens if the federal government are able to acquire the Aboriginal flag rights. Mm-hmm. In saying that, the federal government is also a non-Indigenous, I guess, organisation in itself, isn't it? You know, it's colonisation and... it's just really interesting that the Aboriginal flag can be owned.
It's the first time that I hear it's actually privately owned and being used for profit.
Yeah, so that's really interesting. It's been a lot of talk here in Australia. I'm not sure how much other people know about it, but yeah, the Aboriginal flag, which, I mean, I don't feel like I have to explain what the Aboriginal flag looks like, but I'm going to anyway. It's got, like, the black strip at the top, the red at the bottom, and then the sun in the middle. That's the flag that we're talking about. It is privately owned. And Wham Clothing currently own it. And there's a big push to get the federal government to own it, or there's just a big push to have the flag freed. And there's a lot of good organisations getting behind this. If your followers want to check out Clothing the Gap on Instagram, they have an incredible range that has Free the Flag and a lot of the campaign stuff. There's also an Instagram account called Free the Flag, which is obviously the campaign behind the movement as well. But just be careful. There's also one called Free the Flag, and it's got a federal, whatever, like that weird red American blue star. So that's obviously not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about the one with the Aboriginal flag as the display picture.
But did the federal government say what plans do they have if they acquire the rights of the Aboriginal flag? Is it going to be free for public use or anything else? Did they say anything?
That's a really good point. So I think the point of the Aboriginal flag having the rights acquired to the Australian government would be that it would then be free use. I can't quite remember what the term is at the moment when something's not under copyright, but it would be free to use.
Great. I think that's much better than being placed at the hands of a private corporation that doesn't have any Aboriginal roots and it's for profit. Moving on now. A lawyer in Victoria has sued the state government over the legitimacy of the curfew.
Yeah, this is really interesting. There's been a couple of these cases pop up where people are suing the state government of Victoria because they say that the curfew that has been put in place for stage four restrictions is unlawful. So the current curfew is from 9 p.m. until 5 a.m. People are to stay at home, and there has been some civil suit arguments that the state government is liable for damages because of its handling of the hotel quarantine system, which arguably led to this sort of second outbreak in Victoria. And thus, that second outbreak has led to a lot of people suffering and losing jobs and losing money. These calls to have the curfew declared invalid is interesting. And, I don't live in Victoria and I can't even imagine what the people living there would be going through. They're still in a level 4 lockdown. Whilst the rest of the country are back to normal. I think I was talking about that a lot last week. But a lawyer called Tony Cabani, he said that the plaintiffs weren't necessarily blaming the government for any job losses before the second lockdown, but it was the second lockdown. So they're trying to collate this class action to blame the government for the second wave job losses. So the Victorian government is facing a lot of legal action right now from workers and business owners. I'll be really interested to see where it goes. I think this is really interesting. We haven't really heard much of people taking legal action against the government during COVID here. It seems like a bit of a foreign concept. You see people in the USA marching around Target and the no mask, maskers, whatever. But it's interesting to see that it's come here. I'm not necessarily saying that these people in Victoria are on the same level as those people in the US, but what I wanted to clarify was that it's interesting now that, and it's not that these people who are suing the government are not being cautious or not complying with COVID-19 restrictions. But they are they're wanting some compensation for what they say was the government's mishandling of the coronavirus outbreak, the second outbreak, and they want some compensation for that.
Interesting. We had this lawsuit as well for the first wave of the COVID-19 outbreak that caused the first lockdown, and it's a lawyer who said the first lockdown was in breach of the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act, and the High Court ruled it is partly unlawful but justified, so leaves quite a lot of legal, I don't know what that means in exactly legal terms, but it's still interesting to look at.
Yeah, right. It is really interesting. And I don't know if much will come from it. not necessarily doubtful, but, you know, I can always keep you guys updated too. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
But finally for today, we have another South Australia story. This time involves a rocket.
Yeah, this one's a little bit sad, actually. Sad in a funny way. So the Australian Space Station Centre famously was declared that it would be opening up in Adelaide a few years ago, and it has sort of just started, and it was all very exciting for Adelaide. The space industry coming to South Australia, very exciting, very cool. But unfortunately, the other day, yesterday or the day before, anyway, it doesn't matter, they were sending out a rocket, and it failed to launch. So it was really a disappointing situation. There was a crowd of more than 200 people at the Coonabeta Aboriginal community, and they were all counting down until liftoff, and then there had been declared a misfire. They said that this is one of the things that they had been training and practicing for. They're going to unpack the rocket, work out what went wrong, and might even try again soon. They said space is hard and it's an unfortunate outcome, but we've learned much from it, which I think is a nice tie at the end. Many of the kids that have come down from the local school were saying that they were so excited and then the rocket didn't launch. And I think, you know, it's just nice to laugh, isn't it? But that, you know, they'll obviously try again, and that's space, you know, what can we do about it? And I think it's just a bit of a testament to people trying again, and, you know, it'll happen eventually. But it's a cute little funny story that even the Premier of South Australia was out there to watch it, and nothing really happened. But, you know, it is exciting for Adelaide. It's exciting for South Australia. The space industry is here, and, you know, we'll just try again. Australian spirit.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.